హాయ్ హలో ఫ్రెండ్స్, దిస్ ఇస్ కోణ జయసింహ. స్ట్రెస్ అండ్ డిప్రెషన్. ఏ మ్యాన్ వాస్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ డాక్టర్ అండ్ సెడ్, డాక్టర్ ఫర్ ద లాస్ట్ ఫ్యూ మంత్స్ హ్యావ్ నాట్ బీన్ ఏబుల్ టు స్లీప్. ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ లాట్ ఆఫ్ స్ట్రెస్ అండ్ డిప్రెషన్. కుడ్ యూ హెల్ప్ మీ అవుట్? సో ద డాక్టర్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఫ్యూ మెడిసిన్స్ అండ్ సెడ్, 1 week యూజ్ దీస్ మెడిసిన్స్, యుల్ బి ఆల్ రైట్. ఎ వీక్ అవుట్ ఓవర్ ద మ్యాన్ వాస్ బ్యాక్ అగైన్ విత్ ద డాక్టర్ అండ్ సెడ్, డాక్టర్ 1 week got over, all medicines have been used, but still I am in depression, I am going to stress, could you help me out? So the doctor thought for a second and said, fine, I am going to increase the dosage of these medicines, maybe I will prescribe foreign medicines, and 1 week use them, you'll be perfectly all right. So the man went away. A week later the man was back again and said, doctor, in spite of me using those high dosage foreign medicines, no improvement. So the doctor thought for a long while and said, just before you, few people were there in my clinic. So they were talking about a circus that's happening in a nearby playground. I believe people, whoever have got stress, they go and watch circus. And in the circus, there is a joker, a buffoon, who makes people laugh. And people forget their stress and they come out with a good mood. My sincere suggestion that from my clinic, you just go to the circus and you see and experience the joker, you'll be all right. So the man looked at the doctor and said, doctor, it is the same joker in the circus that you're talking about. And I only make people laugh and I'm going through depression. Now, the thing is, a comedian who make people laugh in the movie, he might also go through some low moments. A motivational speaker like me, who tries to motivate others, also might go through some moments. Right now, I'm also going through some kind of stress and depression because for the last few months, I have taken almost three assignments where I was in charge for their success and all the three results have gone not the way I expected. I've been pushed to the wall. Then I was trying to understand what is success and what is failure. Success is when things happen the way you want. You say that is success. When things don't happen the way they should have happened, now that is a failure. And when you succeed, you don't have to explain to anyone. And when you fail, any amount of explanation is not going to help you. It's like T20 World Cup, when Mahendra Singh Dhoni gave the last over to Joginder Sharma to bowl, everybody had a question mark and Joginder Sharma did bowl and that Pakistan's Misbah-ul Haq got out and then India won the T20 World Cup. Now, Dhoni had no need to explain why he chose Joginder Sharma. But Virat Kohli, when he lost that last final Champions Trophy to Pakistan, Mithali Raj, the Women World Cup team captain who lost that final match to England. Now, they might explain anything, but people won't buy it because failure is an orphan. Success has got many parents. So, people who are so low, who have got less IQ, they don't even know. They start judging you. They start passing comments. And it is very difficult for you to face those people and explain as to why you have failed. And I am exactly going through that kind of situation, that how can I explain to them that results have not gone the way they should have gone through. But it's like the kind of life that I have gone through till date. In the Indian Air Force, I was very methodical, systematic. I used to plan and things have gone the way expected, like I was playing a tennis match, an individual game. And then you perfect your game and you try to analyze the opponent and you are going to win the match. But when you play a team game like cricket, volleyball, hockey, football, basketball, where the team is involved, you might have played well your part, but then somebody might have missed a catch. Somebody might have got run out. Somebody had, missed out easy stump out. Then you might have lost the match itself. But you as a leader, you have to take responsibility. So here I have nothing else but to take the responsibility that, yeah, I have failed. Next what? Sometimes so much of depression I have gone through that for the last 2 days, can you believe that I have not had my dinner? I couldn't sleep properly. Morning today, I didn't feel like having breakfast. Couldn't feel like answer someone's phone call. Couldn't even check my emails because so much of depression. To that extent that, chat, let me just go and end up my life. Let me commit suicide. To that extent, I went off. But then I said, I only teach people that failure is not the end. Because when you keep pressing the spring down and down and down, it only can bounce back. When you keep going down, only you can come up as well. So at the end of the tunnel, there must be a light. Because in the defense we have been taught, you may lose few small battles, but final war you should be focusing on and you are going to win it. When I was in the Air Force Academy, when I was a cadet, when I used to go for swimming, in the swimming pool, there was a big quotation which I read like that whether you win or lose, that is not important, but participation and fighting is very important. So it sounds very good for preaching, for writing, maybe sending a post in WhatsApp, but in reality, very, very difficult. And these three small failures have actually put me off so much that I have grown 10 years older. And I'm sure as you're listening to me, my voice is not sounding as enthusiastic, as energetic as it should have sounded because I'm going through depression. But then I keep motivating you, right? Then you also have got some responsibility to talk to me or to suggest me. I don't know whether you are driving your bike or car, you are on your way to college or you are in the office, I don't know where you are, but then tell me, how do we handle this failure? How do you answer people and what you are going to tell them when you have taken up the responsibility and things have not gone, they should have gone? Because some of those people, they are inexperienced, immature, they don't have as much IQ as you have. And when they pass rude comments, not do you have it in you to take it up? But you have become a leader. You should take it up. Otherwise, what is the use? That's what Mahendra Singh Dhoni says. That many people criticize me that whenever I fail, but then my bat would answer everyone's question. So similarly, maybe my future actions can only answer. Because my guru, Dr. Francis Xavier, told me, when you lose, it is okay, but don't lose the lesson. And then don't redo the same mistakes that you have done before. Learn from your mistakes and then refine, rejuvenate, bounce back, and then be on the track again and fight it out. And then the final win will be yours. So that is what is success and failure is all about. And that's what this failure that brings you a lot of stress and depression. And we have to face it. And when you have to face it, we need to be together, one for all for one. And I'm sure you too might have gone through some kind of upheavals, some kind of hurdles. Sometimes you must have come across some roadblocks. How did you face them? How did you overcome them? How did you bounce back? Share some of the secrets with me. Maybe together we will all travel. And I'm sure I'll be back on right track, because today I'm not in good mood. I'm not in good spirits, but then Jaisimha will be back. Okay. Till then, you don't lose your way. And then suggest me. Keep smiling. Keep celebrating. Bye-bye. Jaisimha signing off.